You're on the freeway and someone cuts you off. The energy rises up through your body and you gasp. You then go into a tirade about how dumb the other driver is. Now you're really uptight. Or perhaps you're getting ready to give a presentation to an important client. As the energy rises through your system, your heart beats faster, your legs feel shaky, and your ribcage and stomach feel tight. You start rehearsing your presentation in your head and perhaps question whether you'll do a good job. Now you feel anxious. The pressure you're feeling is actually the energy of change coming into your mind body to help you deal with the situation or accomplish the job. Your mistake? You didn't allow the energy that rose up through your system to settle down so you could calmly and skillfully function. Hi, I'm Amy Bernstein, executive and life coach and author of Stress Less, Achieve More, simple ways to turn pressure into a positive force in your life. The seed I'd like to share in this recording is that everything in creation operates as a two-beat. The waves come in, the waves go out. The sun rises and sets. Similarly, energy flows up through your center and beats back down. It also beats down and beats back up. It's like a double helix. However, knowing about this two-beat isn't enough to keep you calm under pressure. Instead, you need to experience it through sense feeling the energy settling down through your body. Allowing your energy to settle begins with breathing. With the intent of an inner researcher, I invite you to take a breath now, exhaling longer than you inhale. Did the breath begin at your center of gravity, or what some people call the hara, which is a couple of inches below your belly button? Take another breath and sense, feel it beginning at your hara and filling up your chest, back, and rib cage. Do you feel it? If not, do it again. Now notice on the exhale how far the energy of the breath settles down through your body. Let's try that again. Inhale deeply from your hara, filling up 360 degrees around you like a balloon. Now exhale through your mouth and let a sound out. Ah. As you do, sense, feel how far down your body the energy settled. Did it go down deeper than before? Don't indulge in analyzing or storytelling of how it came to be. Just sense, feel. Again, inhale and let it out. Ah. Wherever it seemed to stop, take another breath and sense, feel the flow of energy from that point moving downward. Just let go by softening and surrendering to the experience. Can you sense, feel the energy move through your pelvis, butt, legs, and feet? Can you sense, feel the energy beat down from the soles of your feet into the ground? It's like a waterfall, effortlessly pouring down. Be the waterfall. As the water from the waterfall meets the lake, it ripples out into expanding circles. Similarly, once the energy beats down through your mind body, it spreads 360 degrees under the ground around you. It then beats back up, expanding your presence. As you now are more spacious, you have more capacity to deal with the high-pressure situation. Like any skill, sense feeling your energy settle takes practice. So before you send the next email, take a breath and sense, feel your energy settle. Before you start your car or walk into the meeting, take a breath and settle. So for all you pioneers of consciousness, remember, allowing your energy to settle turns pressure from an enemy into an ally. In settling, the nuances and shades of life reveal themselves, and true understanding occurs. Just keep relaxing and opening, and you will experience that life does get easier. In closing, if you're committed to breaking free of limited mindsets and living life larger and more connected to your essence, to yourself, your true self, check out my Roar of the More Mind, Body, Energy Training and Coaching Series. Just go to my website, openmindadventures.com, and you'll see the Roar of the More on the menu bar. If the series resonates for you, then sign up to join me for a free 20-minute Zoom call on Thursday, September 29th at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. I'll discuss the transformative journey of the self and answer your questions about the series. Hope to see you there.